This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Well, we found ourselves in another great position. End of the week, ready for a review of the top stories, the hot hits, if you will, in talk radio, courtesy of the staff at Talkers Magazine, which you can get to by going to talkers.com, and you can go find the list there. You can listen to Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can see Michael Harrison in all his glory. He's the editor, the publisher, the big boss, the big kahuna, the man in the know and on the go. How's that?
In the know and on the go.
I remember that from the old days of moldy oldie radio. Yeah.
In the know and on the go. In the know and on the go.
On the go, guys.
Information with you.
Yes, all right. So let's share the top stories according to the research your folks have done, and then the people's names that we'll try to pronounce, and then figure out what their relativity is. And,
yes.
Go from there. How about that?
Yeah, we'll figure out what the purpose of people such as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton
are. What are they doing here?
What are they doing? Here we go. Right. At number 10, we have NFL action, and we have Major League Baseball playoff push. It's an exciting time of year in sports. The Emmy Awards at 9. The Pitt-Jolie divorce is number 8. What, you have to have one of those at least every few
Ladies
years.
Ladies first, it should be the Jolie-Pitt divorce, actually.
Maybe because they call, what do they call the two of them?
Brangelina.
Yeah. Right. Wow. I didn't know what that was when I first saw it. I thought somebody died. I saw the New York Post. I saw the headline. It was crazy. But whatever. I keep up with the important news here. We have Obama's UN speech at 6. At 5, the Wells Fargo debacle. The CEO was grilled.
Mr. Stumpf.
Stumpf. Which rhymes with Trump.
Uh-huh.
At number 4, we have the Syrian civil war. We have U.S.-Russia tensions all tied in at number 4. Number 3, we have the New York City, New Jersey, Minnesota terror attacks. Terrible. And we have at number 2, the black men killed and the Charlotte protests. Huge story. And at number 1, we have the presidential race.
You said terrible. Then there's a play on terror, of course, I suppose, whether you intended that or not. This is becoming a very difficult thing, for me anyway, to talk about on the air, because it is so much of the same. That stuff and the police and the protesting, we could say it's terrible, we could say all kinds of things about it, but it doesn't change anything. And I don't know whether one of the things that used to be the case with some of us who did this is that we were advocates for change. That was part of what we did on the air, was to talk about solutions for problems. And many times there are those who criticize some of us. I've certainly gotten the criticism, not as a man, you know, a matter of everyday occurrence, but when I've said things that people thought were problematic, you're the troublemaker, you're the problem. So, you know, you wonder sometimes what it is. But people don't understand the real reason we're here isn't to discuss the issues, it's to get ratings so that we can sell stuff and make a living. That's really why.
Well, I'm not getting any ratings, and I haven't sold anything in a while, so I'm obviously failing. Oh, is that what we're here for? Then let's talk about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and the hell with the rest.
Who wants to talk? The only thing that's relative to me there is what in the world the FBI is doing engaged in an investigation of this. That is so far off base. Instead of investigating Daesh and the terrorists, they're going to send FBI agents to investigate what Brad Pitt did on the plane. How does that fit into the purview of the FBI? Somebody please tell me that.
Well, maybe he was doing something bad.
What? The FBI isn't the investigative arm of that. The FAA or the police on the ground, the plane lands, not the FBI. He was doing something bad. Apparently he was drunk and he was beating up his kids.
Well, you know.
Well, what's the FBI got to do with that?
I am not an expert on which government agency deals with what.
I'm
going to go stick my head in the sand here. I mean,
are you?
That's the only answer. I think that's what you're advocating. I mean, you're heading down an interesting alley here. Mm-hmm. You're tired of talking about terrorism, and you think that celebrity gossip is irrelevant. What's left?
Yeah. How about altruism?
Yeah, well, why don't we start a missionary and ask for money and preach?
You can be Brother Michael, and I'll be Father Doug.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Or you want to be Brother? No, I'll be brother. Father Michael, and I'll be Brother Doug.
No. I'll take the brother role. No, I'm saying is, you know, you bring there's mass frustration in this country.
Yeah.
Because of what's going on in the news and the way in which it's being presented in the media and the disingenuous of everybody out there who's just here to sell commercials.
You know what? You just said something that's fabulous. And if you look at the stories, or maybe not just this week, or any week, you could take any one of these stories and take them apart in the way you just described. And maybe that's something that we ought to do. Anyway, it comes to my mind that there.
Well, I don't know.
We've got so much craziness going on. You evaluate each one of these things for their craziness quotient, the CQ, and then, you know, we're just take them for what they are. They're just crazy. We've gone crazy.
Or maybe we're more aware of how crazy we've gone because of the enhanced level of media feedback.
That could be.
I think the amplification of media in our lives, the invasion of our nervous systems by a tremendous flood of information, more than mm-hmm. any individual has been faced with, you know, per minute, has created maybe the perception that we're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But problems, insanity, murder, mayhem, war, disingenuousness, scams, all of these things have always been part of the human condition. Mm. And, you know, the pitfalls of society, I don't see it as being new. I just see it as being louder. It's just loud.
That's a good point. All right, let's pause in the loudness for a moment. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, back with a list of people on the front burner, as we have now discussed. At least we've given you the overview of the stories. We get to some of them and other nuances. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week? That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $100 off select designer wedding dresses and $20 off all bridesmaid dresses. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
Get the cold now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 cold cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your cold cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See store kohl.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry presents the Pandora Autumn Collection. Sterling silver charms, muted jewel tones, and luminescent pearls are just a few of the beautiful new jewelry pieces you'll find at the Pandora Boutique at Jared. It's a whole new way to shop for Pandora. Jared's specially trained Pandora experts will help you mix, match, and stack to create a look that's all you. The season's most gorgeous Pandora styles at the perfect place to find them. That's why she went to Jared.
All right, we have 16 and change past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with an energetic overview, courtesy of the staff at Talkers, of the stories, top stories. We do this 52 weeks a year. Michael, available for calls, comments. If you have input you would like us to discuss, you can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. And Michael's going to say, what's a DJV? And then you can also email Doug at DougSteffen.com or Michael at Talkers.com. The list of people, starting with Colin Kaepernicki, whatever his name is.
Colin Kaepernicki?
Yeah.
Wow.
Copernicus, actually. I've been calling him Copernicus.
See, because you don't follow football. It's so funny how we get used to names. Well,
I could follow football and not know who this guy was because he doesn't play.
Well, he's made a bigger name for himself playing.
Of course. Right?
Colin Kaepernick. He's actually a pretty good player. He's just run into some problems along the way. Yeah. The guy made it to a Super Bowl. I mean, you know, he's not.
$15 million a year for doing nothing. That's pretty good. I'd like to do that. How do I sign up for that gig?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd take that job.
Yeah, of course.
Colin Kaepernick is at number 10. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are at number 9. John Stumpf, the aforementioned John Stumpf.
How do you get to be the chairman of Wells Fargo with a name like that? Must be pretty good at his job. Or he used to be, anyway, until somebody...
Well, you know, he rides that stagecoach really hard, yes. you know Wells Fargo. Yeah. Remember the Wells Fargo wagon is calm and round the bend at number 8. Vladimir Putin at number 7. Bashar al-Assad at number 6. Ahmad Khan Rahmani at number 5. Number 4, Bill Clinton. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump.
Mohammed Rahami says that his son has had a change in personality. Went to Afghanistan or Pakistan in 2013, came back a changed person. My son has become bad. So the father's not sticking up with the son. Matter of fact, the father is adding fuel to the flames of what to do with this guy. And I find that interesting. Amazing how Americanized people become. This guy came out. You think he'd say that if he was still back home in Pakistan?
Well, what we're seeing there is a microcosm of the problems facing the Muslim world, the internal Muslim issues. You know, a lot of people in the United States just want to paint all Muslims with a broad brush. Mm-hmm. And that is as far from the truth if you look at the numbers and you look at it, accurately. And there you have it, a father and a son in one family, in one relationship, the pain and the schism that exists within the world of Islam.
Yeah. Well, it's perplexing because we have certainly a lot of misunderstanding about religion, a lot of judgments that come from ignorance, and so you put everybody. It's like what we do. It's too easy, and the news media has helped make it that easy. All white people are the same. All black people are the same. All Republicans are the same. All Democrats are the same. All old people are the same. All young people are the same. All smart people are the same. All dumb people are the same. All rich people are the same. All poor people are the same. It's like, hello. No, that's not the way it is. But yet, we get into that sort of imperfect picture of what things are, and then we groove with it. You know what I mean, man? We're grooving. 21 past the hour.
Yeah. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And puffing away here on the radio. I'm tickling myself if nobody else. 23 and change after almost 24 after the hour. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with an overview of what the Talkers folks have put together. I wanted to go down a street with you here, but we were just talking off the air about what, you know, sort of makes a good radio program these days and how it has changed since we cut our teeth on this when it used to be. And some of the consultants around now still say, you got to focus on the callers. Most of the callers are not anywhere near as good as they used to be. And I say that lovingly. They aren't. The good callers have
most of the hosts aren't as good as they used
to be. Yes, Michael Harrison has said that, folks. Yeah, no, you're right. They aren't because they don't pay. The good hosts have gone to do something else. Because
for the folks listening, what Doug is talking about is when everybody's preoccupied about instantaneous feedback, it becomes a negative feedback loop, and you start playing to your core, and you start trying to please other people more than just show what you got and let the chips
fall
where they
may. You gotta be yourself, and that's it. Hello.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. But the people who haven't been around long haven't got that yet, and so therefore they're subject to the whims of whatever somebody posts on Twitter or Facebook. I mean, I'm be the first one to read a comment that somebody says that I think is pertinent, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio now, would be the first to tell you that I used to let it get under my skin.
Right.
But do I let it get under my skin now? Nah. Why would I let it get under my skin?
A little less.
Every once in a while, every once in a while, somebody pushes my button.
Of course.
Yep. But when you consider how many people are listening, this radio program, The Countdown, is heard on about 300 stations around the country every week. And we air it at different times, and people pick up different bits and pieces of it. But, you know, we have, whether we realize it or not, a fabulous impact or... Scratch that. We have a fabulous opportunity to have an impact on what people are thinking. Some will listen because they're curious to know what we're thinking. Some will listen because they agree with us. Some will not listen because they don't agree with us, which is the antithesis of what early days in talk radio used to be. Would you agree with that?
To a certain extent, yeah. Yeah, we're more aware of it. I think it always was that way.
Yeah.
But
I don't think not the way it is now. If you don't say what I want, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Or worse, I want to get you off the air because you said this and I don't agree with that and I'm calling them in.
Well, that's one of the reasons I stay away from politics. Now, I talk about politics, but I stay away from being partisan.
Michael is doing a new radio program from noon to 3 East Coast time on a number of stations around the country. And that sort of brings him back. He's down. I said to him off the air, I remember him doing the program on WTIC in Hartford where I almost got a job there once myself. I think it was around the same time you were doing some of the stuff you were doing there. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those fabulous radio stations, fabulous personalities, and you did a fabulous job at a time when it was easier to do what we do now. Because we were
well, it was special. It was special. What I did at Hartford at WTIC in 1991 and 1992 was I brought full-time telephone talk radio to Hartford. There was no full-time telephone talk radio there at that time. WTIC was a middle-of-the-road music station with a great news department. And what happened is a big news story broke with Governor Weicker there. He got elected and then went back on his promise not to bring up a income tax in Connecticut. And they didn't have anybody to handle the outrage of the Connecticut citizens. So they called me up down the road at Talkers, 20 miles away, 30 miles away, and said, can you come in and host one show?
Yeah.
Do you know anything going on in Connecticut? Of course I do. I'm right next door. I live in on the border.
All right, hold that thought. 28 past the hour.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Here's an announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you miss the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need. The Health Advisor toll-free helpline has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the Obamacare deadline? Have a baby? Get married? Or get dropped from your plan? Don't worry. Plans are available now. And in just minutes, we'll help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call the Health Advisor helpline right now at 800-951-6921. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-951-6921 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-951-6921. That's 800-951-6921. 800-951-6921.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
All right, top 10 stories, top 10 people, discussion of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Conversation radio is king, with us anyway. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, et cetera, et cetera. Before we get back to you doing talk, I wanted to... you're a big Patriots fan, big football fan. Matter of fact, I tease you a lot about it because I think it was last week or the week before you said something about how horrible a game it was and how you love to watch it.
Terrible game.
It is awful.
It's an evil game.
Evil.
And the NFL is a nasty
evil
organization.
Right. So there's two things that come from that. Number one, the third string quarterback for the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots are 3-0.
You know, when they got a different quarterback for every... Well, Brady hasn't even played in the regular season yet, right?
No. But their last four games have had three quarterbacks. You know,
yeah.
Brady, and then Garoppolo, and who looked like he was going to be a phenomenon, and then he got injured, and now this new kid, and he's doing good.
I think the Garoppolo looks like he'd be number one in the ladies' pick, no matter whether he can play or not. I hear from my co-hosts on the Monday through Friday program that he's the hot tamale. I don't know. I'm not looking for guys these days, so I didn't go looking. So, but it is interesting how people. That's why women watch these games, because they want to see the men. They don't care about who wins. They just want to see these guys in their tight pants and their muscles.
I know. Doesn't it make you feel awful that women just see men as objects? And,
yes.
They're
sexual objects.
I walk down the street and people whistle. It's horrible.
I know it. It really is horrible. Okay, so let's talk for just a minute, as long as we're in this pew. The NFL has become, as the church, we have
pew as in church, I got
yes,
you.
Yes, right.
I thought pew as in pew.
Pew. The NFL, coming under scrutiny because they're allowing kneeling. These guys like Copernicus and the others who are doing the WNBA ladies did it the other night. So now the NBA says, you kneel, you don't get paid. And then you think about, well, they don't do any of this stuff in baseball. I wonder, as somebody picked up on this, you listen to some of the sports talk radio programs, somebody picked up on the fact that the NBA, well, most people are talking about the NBA saying no to kneeling, but then why is it so prevalent in the or the desire there to do it in the NFL and not anywhere else? You don't see it in a baseball game.
I haven't got a clue. I don't know why. I really don't know why, you know, it would happen in one sport and not another. I don't think there's any sociological reason why football players would be more prone to do something than baseball players. I think eventually it'll spread everywhere and then it'll fade.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the NBA, says yesterday issued an edict saying if you kneel, you get no pay.
Well, the NBA the regular season of the NBA is not happening at the moment.
No, but I'm just saying, as a rule, it's in the book, the playbook for this year. You kneel, you don't get paid for that game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. These sports events are a show. It's like a Broadway show or a movie. Yeah. I mean, these are presentations. This is intellectual property owned by these leagues, owned by these franchises. It's a show.
Don't you love it?
Television,
all
it's on radio.
Intellectual property. Good God.
Well, the point I'm making is they have the right to run the show however they want. When they sign a guy and they give him multi-millions of dollars to play in the game, those contracts basically say, we tell you what kind of uniform to wear, we have morals clauses, and they have the right to do it. It's not a free speech.
Can we go one step further with that? Something that people don't talk about. I have been the crusader. I started this on the radio 5 years ago. This whole business about helmets and protective gear. And what happens to men when they play football or boxing and other dangerous sports? What happens to their brains? That all started with me here, not on the countdown, but with me on my program. And then it's mushroomed into this big national debate. I'm not sticking out my chest saying, Doug Steffen, what a wonderful guy you are, but it's just something that I was intrigued by and I picked up on it and I didn't let go of it. In terms of the things that I've been critical of, players who aren't helped in the circumstance, I sort of take the professional football players out of that because they sign on the dotted line. They know what they're getting into. So I don't think they should be able to sue the players ought not to be able to sue the teams or the league because they know what they're getting in for when they play. You volunteer. Nobody says, hey, pal, I'm going to shoot you if you don't sign this contract for $15 million to play football. So they acknowledge by doing that they are in dangerous territory. That's a lot different than a college kid or a high school kid or somebody else getting hit and hurt playing the game, at least in my review. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I mean, what you're saying is totally logical. I mean, if people have the right to take risks. People have the right to take risky jobs.
Yep.
Should somebody be prohibited
by
law?
Then don't sue me afterwards because you get hurt.
Yeah, but should somebody be prohibited by law for being a NASCAR driver or for
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm echoing what you're saying in a rhetorical way. I mean, how about circus performers? How about trapeze artists? How about guys that walk on tight ropes across, from one building to another?
Pants and tight ropes.
You know, the flying Walendas. I mean, what's with the tight pants today? Are you
Did I talk about that
are you
before?
Are you exploring?
When did I say that? No, I didn't say
you
that.
You were talking about how much you enjoy watching football because the men are wearing
tight
pants.
I'm saying women. No, I didn't say I did.
Oh, women.
I said women like to watch those
I'm
guys.
I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. I know you.
All right, let's go back to your talk radio days. We're sort of bouncing around, but we do that.
I was way off on a long tangent. Basically, I came in, I did the show, and then I did the show again. Then I did the show again, and then Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill broke, and they said, can you come back that night? And all of a sudden, I was doing a regular talk show in the middle of the day at WTIC in the middle of my work day, and then the rest of the station went talk. And I stayed there for a couple of years, but I didn't have the time to do it because I was working talkers, so I stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't throw me out. No. I actually had, listen to this nonsense, I had higher ratings than Rush Limbaugh, who was on another station.
Yeah. Not the exception anymore.
Do I sound like a typical radio guy?
I'm better than Rush Limbaugh.
I beat Rush Limbaugh on the ratings.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, I have two things that I want to, we take a minute right now to talk about this presidential debate that Talkers is sponsoring in the District of Columbia. I believe it's next week, is it not? When is this thing?
It's on October 14th.
All right, so it's a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
And I was not invited because I'm not a political talker and I don't have any status in that community. But you got
status. You have status. You're not defined.
No, I'm not. But I'm not a political guy. So
right, right.
Tom Hartman, who's on the left side, Hugh Hewitt on the right, Joyce Kaufman, who's a well-known Florida talk host, Joe Madison, who's on Sirius XM, has a particular point of view, and that'll be prominent. Larry O'Connor, Chris DeGaulle, I know from Philadelphia. Larry O'Connor, I don't know. Who's
Larry O'Connor? Used to be with Breitbart. Now he's part of the morning co-hosting team at WMAL in Washington. He's really a nice guy.
Is he?
Yeah, very nice guy.
Yeah.
They're all nice guys.
Yeah, well, they don't have to be nice to do this. This is going to be a back and forth. So the presidential election debate, are we going to get the two presidential or the four presidential candidates to come, or is this just between these people?
Why would we want that? What happens is whenever you get a politician at a talk radio forum, they suddenly it becomes a press conference. I don't want them near the place.
So this becomes a conversation.
Haven't you seen that? It becomes a press conference.
Of course it does. All right, so this is going to be good. This is good radio, actually.
Yeah.
Having these people with their points of view representing either side. Maybe there'll be somebody that represents the independents. Is there somebody here?
That's me.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to be the moderator, but I'm going to represent the disenfranchised voter who,
that was actually be my role. If I were there, that's the role I'd take. Yeah, so that's good. That's a good role for you to play.
But sometimes you do leak your opinions.
I do.
Yes, they leak. Your opinions leak.
Yes, they do. They leak.
My opinions don't leak. I've been asked, who are you going to vote for, Trump or Hillary? Come on, Michael. And I say, one candidate is really, really quite horrible. And I say, but the other one is even worse. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and that is mine as well. So, but I'll tell people I'm going to vote for a candidate that won't make any difference, but I'm going to feel good about it when I'm done. So don't tell me your vote's going to take away from this guy or that guy. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I voted for Ross Perot. Didn't feel bad about it at all. I voted for a bunch of libertarians. I haven't voted for a winner since George Bush won the first time in 1988. The last time I voted for somebody who won.
I feel bad about everything.
Do you good, Mike?
I feel bad when I vote or if I don't vote. I feel bad about the whole process.
No, you got to vote. Yeah, you got to vote. You absolutely have to go and try to figure out. You can vote maybe a couple of times. You don't have to show ID in Massachusetts. You can go vote three or four places. Nobody's going to know. Don't have to have ID. Right? I was thinking about doing that. I was thinking about going from polling place to polling place.
That would have about as much impact as buying three tickets for the Powerball as opposed to one, thinking you've increased your chances three times.
Uh-huh. That's right, because our system doesn't really work.
Exactly.
We're not voting for the president. We're voting for some position. So I might not even vote.
Well, in Massachusetts, unless you...
Exactly.
The Democrat is going to win.
Right. Yeah. So what happened when Richard Nixon won in 1972, 49 states went for Nixon, one state didn't. I'll give you a guess as to the one state that didn't.
Yeah. So what does it matter? The Electoral College is really a head-scratcher. You know, it makes you want to scream. I mean, let's not forget, Al Gore had the popular vote.
He should have won. Yep.
More people voted for Gore than Bush.
Right, so the system's not good. All right, we have to pause for a moment. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
All right, one of the other things Michael does is host a podcast called Up Close and Far Out. This week, legendary broadcaster Joan Hamburg, who has been on in New York City for a long, long time, has great experience. This ought to be a fun conversation, Michael.
Fun conversation, upcloseandfarout.com. She's a grand dame of radio, in her 80s, still on the air.
Yeah, in her 80s, still on the air. You're going to say that about me? I'll be the grandfather of when I'm on the air.
You already are.
What?
I'm not. Just kidding.
Yeah. Ooh, slicing a little dice there.
I hope that I get to do it when you're 100.
Me too. What's the old expression? I hope the last voice I hear on the radio is it. I hope you live forever and are on the air forever, and the last voice I hear on the radio is yours.
Right, and then shut the lights out.
99, we're about to do that here. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
for P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour on the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Now for the legal perspective, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor at Bentley University in Boston, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. You ought to visit his website, scamaside.com. That's scamaside.com, so that you can alleviate the problem. Now, I got to start with that Yahoo thing. The 500 million, I mean, how in the world, the numbers don't make any sense. They're just, it's so big and crazy. And didn't I see something suggesting the guy wanted to sell the information for Bitcoin worth $1,800?
Well, you know, that's one of the things is that these massive data breaches are so relatively simple for the hackers to do. The business plan of hackers is they have a part of the internet they call the dark web, which the criminals go to buy and sell software and stolen information. You go on Tor, and this way, you know, you can't be traced. But what happens is there's so much of it out there that the price is going down. I'll tell you, Doug, you'd love this. Interpol has said there's only about 150 criminal cyber geniuses in the world, and their business plan now is they create this malware, and then they have online websites where they sell this, and they give discounts for frequent flyers for people who are buying a lot of stuff. They provide tech support. They run a really great business there, so that's where this this stuff is being sold.
Oh, my God. Check out scamicide.com for more on that. I don't want to give too many people ideas here, so let's keep moving. In terms of the stories on the talkers list this week and the legal ramifications of, for example, the lady who was a police officer getting arrested for shooting unarmed black man, my read on it is that she ought not to have been. She wasn't trained well. She didn't know how to handle the situation. Listen to her voice on the 911 call or whatever, calling back in. She was scared and should never. People, police officers that are scared like that, I mean, the job's scary, so maybe it gives you an edge, but she was just frightened. No business.
She was charged with manslaughter. So, you know, there's no criminal intent, but it was a reckless action. And, you know, I tend to agree with you. I don't think this was in any way a racist shooting. Of course, you even go to the incident in Charlotte, which is turned into riots. It was a black officer shooting another black man. But, you know, going back to Tulsa, I agree with you. I do think there's got to be much better training and protocols put in place, because this was a tragedy that shouldn't have occurred. It wasn't an intentional thing. It wasn't a racial thing, but it definitely shouldn't have happened.
No, they're going to teach these people how to take a breath and faff out the situation better. Okay, next item is the grilling of the CEO from Wells Fargo, Mr. Stumpf, for Congress.
Yeah.
What business legally does Congress have in this arena?
Well, I loved it. You know, my senator here, Elizabeth Warren, she elicits strong feelings from both sides, but she has been...
You and I are on the other opposite sides on that one. I think she's a horror show, but that makes her...
Now, when it comes to dealing with white-collar crime, though, she is the toughest one there. She has been behind a lot of legislation. She came down hard on this guy, and the big thing is, forget about even Wells Fargo per se, but you get all of these massive white-collar crimes, such as what brought down the economy in 2008, and nobody goes to jail. No high official ever gets held responsible.
Wow, look at that. And so you go back to the Wells Fargo just for a moment. 5,400 people got fired. How come somebody, I don't want them to go to jail, but I want them to be prosecuted and pay a fine or do something that's worthwhile. Instead, they just got fired. And that, I don't know that that was the essence of the conversation with this guy Stumpf, but if it wasn't, it ought to be.
Well, you know, even forgetting him as the higher up, because maybe he didn't know, but the executive who was in charge of that region, who had to know, what they did with her at Wells Fargo is they merely transferred her. She's no longer with us.
Yeah, all right. See you later. Yeah. All right, let's get a quickie on the Pitt-Jolie divorce. Legalities of all of this stuff. Looks like he's roughing up the kids. Is she using that to posture to get custody? What's the story?
Well, you know, the one thing that really comes out at that is the fact that she did go for sole custody. You know, you always have to take all of these rumors with a great amount of salt. But the fact that she went for sole custody gives a little bit, more weight to these rumors that he has been possibly abusive to the kids. And that's gonna play out in the media as much as they try and keep some of this private and the investigations by the child agencies private. This is going to be a public thing, and that does appear at this point to be the crux of the matter.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.